stuff ahead, I mean, because you can't know what's going to
happen. I don't know what I can do today about it. I want to ask you about Roger's sister. What do you think? I always get him over with you. John, get him over. I wish you would. Make her. What I'd like to do about it is get him over with John.
He's very sticky about talking to anybody else about this.
Except you.
Yeah, or, well, really except you, although he's moved back and talked to me.
All right, but you want to read it, so that's a flash, and I can tell me if I'm talking about old attorneys.
Yes, and I've had him call up to me. He's apparently not in the office. I told him.
I'm sure you realize I'm not going to make up my mind on this damn thing until we get some more facts, because I would like for you, John, to sort of put down on here what you think are the vulnerabilities, you know, where the damn thing is, you know what I mean? And sort of a game plan. Perhaps, Bob, you could work a little on that today.
Okay.
Incidentally, is this equipment working at the present time?
I think it's still working. They haven't put the switch in yet. They're going to put a switch in.
I'm going to have Dean in today, and I want to be sure you want to get anything else he says. I want to have Getty in again just to mail a few things down. Well, first, you could say that there's the Holman case, there's the Grossman case, you know, what is likely to come out. And how would you be handled? I really looking at it in terms can be handled at present. It could be my own use of ability, but an invite is tough. The other thing is that the record, which John is of course entering, and what I have done in investigating this thing, I think has got to be when I got John into the act, and I got my own team, and just the record. And the other thing is, which is very sensitive, is with the grand jury possibly breaking the Magruder thing. Not the grand jury, it was Justice Department breaking the Magruder to open court today or tomorrow. And they told me that that's what they were, that's their goal. They wanted to get Magruder to court.
And now he's not shifted into maybe tomorrow, not necessarily today.
Well, I only gathered that he was going to hear Magruder today. He mentioned Magruder to me, which is an extra witness. Maybe Magruder. So I just wanted to get through all the days. He hears Magruder is gone.
I don't understand that, how he gets Magruder to open court. Because how can they draw in? They have to decide what they're going to indict him on.
He confesses and pleads guilty. In other words, they're probably working on the counts. Probably working on them all day yesterday. And I say, here, son, you've got to confess to this. He goes to open court and says, this is what I confess to.
I guess that's right. They don't have to worry about throwing the indictments that carefully. They know he's going to confess because they don't have to make the case. So they get assigned their confession or something to go to the
law. The law is much better than mine. I think that's exactly on target.
My understanding of the law is,
you know,
pretty remote, but it's kind of... I couldn't figure last night how they could go public with Magruder, because it was my understanding they would have to make a case and very carefully drawn indictments, but I suppose that's if you have to try a case, you have to have a carefully drawn indictment.
But he's guilty of making this.
Guilty plea, all you need is you say
the counsel is saying about it, say you plead guilty to this, this, and this, and Magruder says, yes, I will, or yes, I won't. He says, yes, I will. Doesn't make any difference. I don't have to worry about what it is.
And their agreement with him would be that they'll only draw so many counts.
Now, I told you last night, you know, that as you're talking, while I was talking to Dean, that you covered the base that I did call.
there is a guy who worked for Kalmbach, who they met out in the field. And I don't know whether he did bugging or not. I know he was a mysterious guy.
Cover not only that, but the plumbing operation. anything else of which he has knowledge.
Yeah.
He said, I am impressing that with executive privilege right now. And I don't want to ever hear that you have discussed those matters.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know whether he did. He might have.
Well, you might ask him if he has.
Yes.
Afterwards. Before.
That didn't occur to me last night. It occurred to the end of the
Yeah.
So I'm going to get him in.
Now, if you'll remember, that whole operation was because you were afraid there were leaks out of the NSC.
That's right. That's right.
And you were trying to find them. Almost all of them were, but there was one in Georgetown of somebody's house that actually never was put on. It wasn't feasible, but it was explored. And how Dean knows about that, I don't know. The FBI files...
Very deliberate.
I can't say. I doubt it. I think that was before his time.
The reason that I made the call in Dean's presence last night was that he said that Liddy was saying, I don't know how he knows this, Liddy had told Bureau or something. Because I said, Dean, what should I do? He said, well, he said, you can go and get over with his attorney. I said, yeah, I'm going to get his attorney in here. And he said, Liddy said he will not talk because of higher authorities. I said, now look here, he's next higher authorities, not the president, it's Mitchell's. And I said, well, so I called Peter.
Consistent with the thing that you had me do with Mitchell and Magruder. To remove any impediment against their testifying by reason of any misplaced loyalty to you.
One thing was Bob who went over to the youngest preparing the jury, which I think is very important. Just think it all briefly. Oh, well, before. One,
before you talk to Dean, that I heard to me last night that we were that as you said last night, as I understood it, that Peterson had told you that Liddy has not talked.
Yeah.
And that they can't get Liddy to talk.
Yeah.
Dean told us that Liddy had told them everything.
Told the U.S. Attorney.
There's something
informally.
I know that. I know that. But I...
Peterson's either lying to you or
yeah.
Dean's lying
well,
to us.
I may be... maybe a little bold, but what I think is probably closer to the truth is that Dean started this business 2 weeks ago with his attorneys and said that this would save his ass. And his attorneys went in, and probably the U.S. attorneys gave him snow job and said that you're, but he has talked.
Key to that, or Dean used that story to cover up,
use
in,
right.
Case, in case anything started to seep out.
That it would have come from Liddy rather
yeah.
Than from him.
Yeah.
How does Ron think it ought to be done? I should do it.
Ron thinks that it ought to be done from here. Well, he hasn't said whether you should do it. I mentioned it to him the other day that you thought you'd do it here in the press room if you did it at all.
I could do it right here.
And, yes. But he wants to get out the fact that Dean deserved you, that the Dean report was inadequate, didn't go far enough, that several weeks ago you reinstituted an examination of the
case. I began my personal investigation of the case.
And that this culminated in a whole series of actions
right.
Over the weekend.
Personal investigation of the case, and then I spent the weekend working on it. I think that's what we've got to say.
That basis, the week of Mitchell being here Saturday is very fortunate.
Sure, that's right.
But the president has earlier been conducted on that. It's almost best.
Well, now, if I'm going to be splashed on this thing, you're better off not having another discredited Dean.
Well, somebody's got to.
Well, you can downplay it. Who did it?
You can say you did it yourself by talking to all of the people.
Yes, sir.
You talked to the media and are looking at everybody else.
I have done my own investigation of the matter.
I think that's the way.
My own investigation of the matter. But I didn't talk to Mitchell.
Well, they say who did it. You delegated me to do that. I mean, that's...
I asked by that Ehrlich to help you. But look, your splash, though, is only on this one goddamn thing.
Well, I think there's a judgment call here. So whether you want a, quote, Ehrlichman report, unquote, out of the media.
They do, because they make a big thing about the Dean report drama,
yeah.
Because Dean was guilty, and then the Ehrlichman report drama was
right.
Ehrlichman.
No, I know. Now, query, would you mind telling him more? Is he great, or is that out of the question? I mean, you can talk to me, can't you? The only part of his time is the essence right now.
And a matter of fact, I've got a problem there. I'm going to have Ward talk to Fielding also
right.
And find out what was in there because I don't want to know.
Right.
That's right. And then Ward can advise you.
Peterson
your discretion.
Right.
And the decision would be in your discretion as to which way you go.
Right.
But that in view, and you might ask him whether he intends to plead guilty or not.
Yeah.
Or not guilty, because that will weigh in your in your own decision.
That's right. That's right. And we got to count that.
Well, then that'll come out.
That's right. I'm going to find out. So, well, let me say that if he gets a cop out, he's going to be relieved and done with him. You can't have him around here with the kind of stuff he's going to cop out about.
Oh, no.
Ask him what you should say publicly about the Dean report.
Yeah. He said that Tony said there was no Dean report. I asked him last time. I said there was an oral report. Yeah. Didn't I ask you whether by no one stands? Yes. Didn't you say that by no one? Yes. I said, was anybody involved? No.
I think.
Well, I went down the line.
You called that. That's all we said.
Bud Ehrlichman, Colson, and Dean. I said, did you know? Said no. So it leaves his mind on that as if he didn't know about it before prior to lunch. Okay. Only one point that occurs to me that he did discuss with me this need for the funds for Hunt.
Yeah.
Did he come in? Who did he discuss that with? He had the Hunt needed to return his baby.
He went on the money to correct you.
Did he do that to you personally?
Yep.
He discussed it. I asked about it. I said, I don't know what he's got. I didn't. But what I meant is there it was. So,
Well, you know what I was telling him at that time was that should not be a consideration. And you know,
but then they went back and some Mitchell took care of it.
Yeah. But not on account of any jeopardy to me, obviously. Not on account of any jeopardy to me. And he did that for his own purposes. Yeah, because I was saying, look, fellas, if that's the only thing he's doing, blackmailing me, why forget it? You know?
Why did Hunt send a message to you? I didn't know about that.
No, he didn't send it to me. He sent it to Dean about me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When you say I'm going to talk about this earlier.
Yeah.
He's referring, of course, to the things we've done before.
Sure.
He said I'm going to pull the plug on all the dirt and stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't something like that.
Now, also, you know, in thinking about
it. You told him that from the beginning that car and truck.
In thinking about this.
But who? But
John stole that completely with
the
name. He said, well, he doesn't have anything. There is nothing.
Do you remember when we were planning a Hawaiian trip, the very active discussion we had about Clark McGregor going out and making a full disclosure on Watergate?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a plan.
Was I in on it?
Well, we discussed with you the possibility. The idea was that you'd be out of town and so it wouldn't get on you.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And you know who shot that down?
Dean
and McGregor. Because they felt it would be damaging to the campaign.
Oh, we all.
But somewhere, I think I did a memo on that. And I'm having it looked for now. But in any event, we made it kind of a full court press at that time. Remember, we were at San Clemente, and we were going to have McGregor come out there, and we had a lot of conversations on the phone, and I blasted him and badgered him and urged him, and he dug his heels in.
At least five times during this period, I would get Dean into my office, or he'd come in, you know, with his problems and stuff, and we'd go through the whole thing. I told you this a couple of those times at least. I said, John, why don't we just put the whole thing out and go with it? And he'd say, oh, no, we can't do that. And he can't, he knows.
What is the story about what happened on that fee for that last thing for Hunt? I mean, he mentioned it to me, and
I know none of the facts. Dean transmitted to me the threat.
Yeah.
Which he had received personally from Biff.
Right.
Maybe I'm
right.
Go ahead.
I said to John, look, if we're going to live with this all our lives, the hell with it.
Right. Good. Yeah, well.
So then he went back to Mitchell, apparently. Because the next thing I knew about it we had a meeting at Bob's office about something else, and Mitchell came in, and Mitchell said, I'd take care of it.
Okay, let's see.
Mitchell came in and Mitchell said, I'd take care of it.
Okay,